You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Here is SBS Radio Hmong program, and we have Lisa Woodsland, Director of Multicultural Health Communication Service in New South Wales. So this week is the Multicultural Health Week 2019. Can you tell us more why such events has been launched?
Multicultural Health Week is an opportunity for the health service to celebrate the great work that's done between health services and multicultural communities. It's also a time for the health system to reflect on our practice and to remind ourselves how important it is to reach out to culturally and linguistically diverse communities and to make sure that we provide them with the best possible care. That includes providing them with information in their language about health conditions and also information in their language about how to access healthcare in Australia.
Does this event, Multicultural Health Week, just organised by your organisation or launched by an Australian politician or in collaboration with healthcare in Australia?
The Multicultural Health Week is a New South Wales health event, and this year it was launched by Dr. Kerry Chant, who is the Chief Health Officer for New South Wales. The Multicultural Health Week is for all the health services across New South Wales. So that includes our public hospital systems and our community health centres.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned something about health literacy. Can you tell us more what is actually referred to when you're talking about health literacy?
Health literacy is a set of skills, and it includes the skills to understand health information about health conditions that you might be experiencing. It's also being able to understand the healthcare system so you can access care at the right time. And it's putting together that information so that you can make decisions about your health and be empowered to act on those decisions.
How can those people with culturally and linguistic diverse backgrounds channel the healthcare system?
So understanding the healthcare system is really important, particularly for new and emerging communities and people who are newly arrived to Australia. We know that the Australian healthcare system can be quite different to what people have experienced in their countries of origin. So it's really important for us to provide information to them in language about the healthcare system in Australia. So that includes information about general practitioners and how to access general practices. It includes information about when and how to access emergency departments and how to access specialist care through your general practitioner if you have a complex health issue. So we really recognise that for new and emerging communities, there's not a lot of information that's translated into their languages. So this year, we've really focused on making sure that we have the introductory information about accessing healthcare in Australia available in over 20 languages, and some of those languages are the newest languages to New South Wales. We know that there is some existing translated information for some of our more established culturally and linguistically diverse communities, but for new and emerging communities, there's not a lot of information, which is why we're trying to get our video and our information sheets out to communities so that they can feel more confident about accessing healthcare.
Do you think that's more translation into other languages supposed to be provided as those new emerging communities, they rarely speak English or cannot speak English very well?
So understanding the healthcare system is really important for people who are newly arrived to Australia and who may not speak English or who are starting to learn English. And it's really important for the health system to meet both their language needs and their cultural needs. And in the New South Wales health system, we do that by providing professional interpreters so that when people come into our hospitals or our community health centres, that we have a way of communicating with people in their language so that they can receive the best care that we can offer. The other aspect of that is translated health information, and we really recognise the importance of translating health information into new and emerging communities, because it's often those communities that who are most vulnerable and at greatest need in terms of health issues.
While the health illiteracy can have a great impact on the health.
So for new and emerging communities, we know that there is less infrastructure and resources to support people who are newly arrived. We know that there are less health professionals who speak those languages. We know that often there aren't established community organisations or community leaders who can support people to understand the system and access care. And as I mentioned before, we don't have a lot of translated health information. So because of these reasons, it's really important for us to build the health literacy of new and emerging communities so that they are on an equal footing with other communities in terms of accessing healthcare.
So how can your organization do that?
Yes, so the reason that we developed the videos and fact sheets in new and emerging languages was, I guess, for two reasons. One way that we hope that the videos and fact sheets will be used is in community education sessions. So we know this is a very useful way to provide information to communities. They can come together, they can watch the video, they can discuss with a community worker or a health professional any questions that they have about the healthcare system, and then they can take away some health information in their language to remind them after the session about that. These videos, we hope that they're also going to be used in the Australian Migrant English Program, so people who are coming to Australia and are learning English, if they can see these videos and have these fact sheets as part of their English language classes, then that's also going to be a great way to support them in the future. The videos and the fact sheets are also available online, so people who can't access them through those mechanisms are very welcome to go onto our website and watch the videos and download the resources.
Okay, so that is the Multicultural Health Community Service in New South Wales. Is there any other branch of the program that's disseminated across Australia instead of just doing in New South Wales?
Each state in Australia has its own program to support people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. Mm-hmm. The videos and the fact sheets that we've developed this year are generally about the Australian healthcare system, so they're actually relevant to people regardless of what state they live in.
I see.
But each state does have an approach and a team that supports culturally and linguistically diverse communities in the health system.
So you mean you're saying, suggested that people can go to Multicultural Health Communication Service or Community Health Centres to assess this information?
Yes, so people can visit our website, the New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service website, and they can find these resources wherever they are in Australia, and they're free to use. They can download them. They, as I said, they can be used in community education sessions, or they can be handed out to people at any time.
Thank you so much, Lisa
Woodsland. My pleasure.
Thank you so much for your insights into Multicultural Health Week.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.